Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And thank you as well to Nicholas Crisp. He's a public health medicine specialist chatting to us from the Department of Health. A very good morning. Thanks once again for making yourself available to speak to us.
Morning, Howard. Morning to your listeners. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So I guess the question that everybody is asking is, in fact, I record a podcast every Sunday with a COVID specialist, and I always put out asking people for questions. One of the most common questions is around registration, getting SMSs, when they can go. There does seem to be a little bit, maybe it comes from people's own anxiety. How is it going? How is the EVDS yeah. system going?
Yeah, thanks, Howard. Yeah, I think people are anxious, and it's understandable.
I can hear you.
Those that would like to be vaccinated are clearly anxious and not quite, you know, they don't quite understand how it works. And it is early in the program, so it's understandable that people haven't quite worked out. But if I try and explain it with the big numbers, we've got 3.3 million people registered at the moment, or who have registered in total on the EVDS, and we have vaccinated just over almost 1.2 million now.
Right.
That means that the queue is 2.1 million long, nationwide.
Right.
And that 2.1 million people are allocated to sites, and at the moment the sites are still relatively few. We're in a vaccine-constrained environment because we didn't get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine released yet.
Right.
So, you know, we haven't been able to open more sites. So I was giving an example last night I've been tracking my own vaccination.
Right.
And I can see that I was 2,500 on a queue for a site that is doing 200 a day, and that was about 10 days ago. So any day now, I expect to get an SMS to call me for my vaccination.
Right.
But that's a sort of waiting period because these queues are very long. Now, as new sites open up, the queues are reshuffled at night, during the evening, so that the queues are split to where there are more sites available.
In other
Hopefully
words,
the length of them will decrease and the time waiting will decrease.
Right. Well, one of the most clear conversations I've had around this actually was with you when you explained around how it works, how the algorithm works. But effectively now what you're saying is, let's just say that I'm over 60, I'm within 10 kilometers of a site, I have registered. It might be that there's only one site within that 10 kilometers, which means I'm quite far down on the list if I waited a little bit longer to register or whatever the case may be. As new sites open up, so I get pushed much further down because those numbers of everybody within that 10 kilometers of a site will be moved to a faster queue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good summary.
Okay, so in other words, you know when you're at the airport and you can't decide which queue to go, which line is moving faster. The point here is you don't need to worry because you'll be pulled to a faster queue as new sites become available. That's pretty much what you say.
Very good analogy. Yes, I think that is it. And we all get anxious because we think we're going to miss our flight, but the flight's not going anywhere because we're in the queue.
Exactly, and we're going to be moved. So just stay where you are. Just stay where you are, and you'll be moved. You'll be shuffled into a quicker queue. That's really what we're saying. As far as I understand around the Johnson & Johnson, we've been waiting for the FDA to approve the use of one of the ingredients. I think I read, is it that they did the inspection last week, and any time now we should get that ruling whether we can use the ingredient to put those vaccines together. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this is a global issue. It's not just the South African issue, and we actually were expecting the outcome of that inspection on Friday already.
Right.
And then we were then informed in a global notice that was put out that the inspection was not completed on Thursday, so we were not going to get an outcome on Friday. So now we're all on tenterhooks for today. And you're quite right. It's about the active ingredient that gets shipped to various plants for filling and finishing around the world, of which one is here in South Africa. And they cannot release any of that vaccine until it has been declared safe and acceptable for. So the product has been made, but it is sitting in the manufacturing plants around the world waiting for shipping to various destinations, including us.
Right. In other words, it's already here. We just need the go-ahead.
Yes, been here for months.
Right. We just need the go-ahead from the FDA to say, stamp it safe, distribute.
Yeah. Then our own regulator will still look at it.
Sure.
It's always like that. Because depending on the paperwork that comes out of that inspection, our regulator will need to be absolutely happy that what's delivered here is what's in the bottles that we are going to release to the public. So it will still be a couple of days after that. But nothing can happen globally until that inspection result is given.
Of course, there's always the horrible chance that the inspection isn't approved.
Yeah, well, that's obviously a big risk for everyone, including the people who have been doing the factory work.
Right.
That it might be condemned, all or some of it might be condemned. That is a chance, yes, indeed.
Right. In other words, they might say South Africa's is good, but site somewhere else in the world, and I'm not sure where that might be. But as you said, there are other places all waiting for this approval. Somebody's might be approved, somebody's not. Is that also a possibility?
Yeah, look, we live in a global village. So the factory here in South Africa in Port Elizabeth, or in Tabeja, is not only manufacturing for South Africa. So they have got active ingredient there.
Okay.
They fill and finish and distribute for their clients.
Right.
Of which we are just one country as a client.
Just to ask you as well, there's been a lot of news, which I think is absolutely wonderful, about the fact that 500,000, this 1.1 million Johnson & Johnsons allocated towards teachers?
No, so what happened was we were approached at short notice by Johnson & Johnson because our own Janssen plant here in South Africa has been trying to find other vaccines for us, for our country.
Right.
So we have been asked whether we are interested in a batch that is still abroad, but it's still Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Right.
But it is a batch that it's stored, so it's got a very short lifespan, and we would have to use it in a very, very short time.
Right.
And we need to make sure that we are able to use it. Now, the problem is if you introduce a small batch like that into the general public distribution, and then there's no flow of Johnson & Johnson vaccine after that period, then you have to stop your program again and restart it when there is vaccine available. And that disruption will break confidence in the program, and it will be extremely difficult to do. So we've been looking for other alternatives to accept and use that vaccine, but not put it into the general public system.
So that's why you've almost hived off educators as a separate unit completely.
Well, that's been a target all along.
Sure,
because we know
so
if we don't get children
absolutely
back to school, the whole economy and everything suffers, because that is a pool of risk in the community if the people working with our children are not protected. So that's already been a target for some time. This was just an opportunity. And so what we've done is do the planning in case we are able to release and get the vaccine during the course of this week. I mean, there's still a lot of unknowns, but the public can be just assured that we make a lot of contingency plans for possible alternatives, so that if any of them comes to fruition, we're ready to go.
Right. The news items have constantly referred to public school teachers. Is this going to be available to our private schools as well?
The way in which it works, it's all about us being able to not get individual registrations, but get the registrations done directly from payroll. And in the public sector, it's already been done. It's a relatively straightforward process because of the cooperation directly from one department to the other payroll system. For the teachers who are on SGB posts, it's been more difficult, and the education authorities have had to work a way to get that collective payroll so that we know who they are.
Right.
And for the independent schools, of course, they don't have a department that's one central payroll system. So the Department of Basic Education has been working with them to see how we can get, those registrations off a more collective central database. So we are trying to target the sector. We're not trying to be you know, selective about which portion of the sector.
No, I wouldn't have. Sector. I would never have assumed that. I was just interested that most of the articles refer to public schools. I now understand why. It's because there's a centralized payroll, and it's much easier to pull that data off that. In terms of independent schools, it is much more difficult. But it is important to know that they're not being forgotten and they're not being ignored. That it's part of the intention. It's just a matter of, if this is what you're saying, it's just a matter of figuring out the logistics as
very
to how to
so.
Determine which, who falls into this group and who doesn't.
Absolutely. And I mean, the actual logistics of getting the vaccination sites dedicated, because they won't be the vaccination sites that are currently using the Pfizer vaccine.
Right, of course.
And then for the logistics of the various education authorities to be able to get the teachers to those sites. That's where we've spent the past week trying to work out if it's possible. But it's only possible until after we've got the vaccine. So the plans are in place. The authorities in both the health departments and the provincial education department are clear about how this plan is going to work. And now we wait again.
Right. Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Nicholas Cripps, thank you as always. I really gained so much from these conversations with you because of the clarity. It might not be everything we want to hear, but at least we're hearing exactly what it is. And certainly we can hear your intentions behind it, which is to get South Africans vaccinated as soon as possible. Nicholas Crisp, thank you as always.